Hey, Charles. Welcome. So, let's see. So, we're going to release you, Charles, and it was, you know, obviously this thing came down to the wire here. You know, it was a very, very difficult decision because of really how you play, you know. Off the top, I'll tell you, we really like to try to get you back on the practice squad. I don't know if that'll be possible because somebody may come in there and grab you because you did play well. You know, you did play well. I think in the end, for me, what ended up happening was in the Dallas game, some of your what I would call deficiencies showed up, your lack of length. And so sometimes when you're in tight coverage, as the route gets down the field a little bit farther and you have to make a play, it's hard for you, especially against a bigger receiver. So as we go into our division and we're some of the teams that we have to play, we've got some really, you know, obviously top receivers, but also bigger guys that we're going to have to cover. So really, in the end, I went with the fact that, look, I think this guy's going to struggle as it relates to covering guys that we need to cover. I think on special teams, you did a great job. And I think that you showed up very well there, and that made it a very difficult decision. I think your energy, everything that you bring to the table, you know, really made it a difficult decision because of the work ethic that you bring and the toughness and all that. But in the end, we decided to go in a different direction, and that's some of the reasons why.
Okay.
So appreciate all your work. Hopefully we can get you back to continue to work with you. The reason that we would do that is because we do see potentially a future here. And we also would have a guy there that if we needed to, we could bring up on game day, you know, down the road here during the season. So hopefully that works out. We can get you back here and keep working with you.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Okay, man. Thanks, Charles.
Appreciate it.
Your work, man.
Maybe it was the Sox. I don't know. Poor Bill seemed upset about that one. Hey, Hard Knocks is over, but there's a lot more to come. Real football starts tomorrow. Let's do this. What are the odds Wednesday on the Blitz?
And here we go.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Zhong Li Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a Wednesday. We do things a little bit differently. When you call or text or send a raven, or use smoke signals or whatever you do, put odds on it. What are the odds? That was a pretty good season of Hard Knocks in the end.
It was all right. You know what? I'm a little, because obviously we follow this team closer than any other NFL team. I felt a little like the last episode was anticlimactic because...
Well, we already knew what happened. And it was just a matter of how they were going to do it.
And for the most part, you know, like last year, I wasn't following the everyday cuts on the Atlanta Falcons. So I was seeing it. I was finding out, you know, as I found out, unless it was like a big time player that got cut, and then that makes national news. But I'm not like Googling every day to find out who Atlanta trimmed from their roster because it doesn't affect me at all.
Right.
Here, every day, you need to be kind of on top of the team and know who's gone and who's not. So I already knew everything that was going to happen. So it just felt the last episode felt a little bit like spoiled for me.
Well, and I think that's going to happen. I enjoyed the way that they put it together, though. I liked the whole bit with Carly Lloyd and Vince Wilfork kicking field goals. That was fun, and just the way that those decisions are made, because I know they cut a lot out. But when they're discussing whether it's going to be Roll or James, it was kind of like, well, he's taller.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I hope that's not how decisions are made. I would hope they don't decide people's careers, you know, that haphazardly. But you never know. And I'm sure a lot of that was cut out. But I like some of the inner working stuff. I would have liked to have seen what was said to Lewis Nix.
No, I would have liked to see that, too.
Because they showed
it. Let's see how that conversation goes and how the conversation – between Rick Smith and Bill O'Brien goes before they make that decision.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen that because I thought that would have been very interesting. But on the whole, I thought it was a pretty good season. And
it was probably like both of them pointing fingers at each other. Yeah. Like, you know,
you wanted this guy. No, I didn't. You traded up for him. He's a fat sack of garbage. You're going to have to cut him. 713-780 ESPN. Greg says, what are the odds you win the FanDuel competition this week? He says 0%. I give myself, well, we've got a lot of people in there, and we'll be talking about that in a few minutes, but it's $200 to the winner right now. So for $5, you might want to get in there. I feel pretty good about my team, although I think a lot of people do. So we'll see. But yeah, that's how you play What Are the Odds Wednesday, although you don't have to answer it for us, Greg. I don't think it's 0%. I give myself, I've seen some of those teams, I give myself at least an 8% chance.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I'd like to win it. It'd be fun. Also, I'd rather a blitzer win it because, you know, I don't need the money. It's only a couple $100. I'll just blow that on beer.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
Yep. I was listening a little bit to Raheel and John today, and then Sean and John, because I was around here all day working on some stuff, and I thought they did something kind of interesting. Dell had asked them what they would take in their alcohol draft. And Granato said something like Coors Light.
Granato drinks the junkiest beer. We know this, though. This is
I remember the Super Bowl in New York when they're drinking Heineken Light.
Yeah, he's like, we went to Pony Bar, which is like one of the best craft beer bars in the world. And he's like, they don't have Heineken Light. This place is a dump.
Yeah, and then they started drinking beer that was 13, 14% alcohol, and the night did not end well for them.
No.
But they loved it. But really, you're still on that stuff? So if there's an alcohol draft, I will tell you, that's not making my practice squad.
Coors Light?
Yeah.
Listen, if it has the word light on it, it's not for me.
Well, and I'm probably starting with whiskey, and then, you know, any bourbon barrel Hellfighter is going to be my top two picks. But come on, guys. Here's a good one for you. What are the odds Dallas gets 12 or more wins this season?
Wait, what was in Raheel and Dell's? Well, how did the draft go?
Well, it was Salisbury, and Salisbury went with tequila. And then I turned it off because I was doing something.
Okay.
But
they were going off your board, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Those are the kind of guys you want to be in a fantasy draft with because you know, like, if you and I and Jong are in a fantasy alcohol draft, I'm going to have to take certain things in certain places knowing you're going to take them behind me if I don't. If those guys are in there, I don't have to worry about it.
Right.
So if I have a draft with them, I'm going to get my lineup.
You're going to feel good.
Exactly
feel
the
good
way
about
I want
your squad.
It. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to feel great about my squad. So, yeah, Whitmire single barrel probably be my number one pick. And then if the bourbon barrel Hellfighter was there with my second pick, that would be it. After that, just depends on what you and Jong took.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And I may have to address something that I don't want to address today because I literally got 10 emails about the latest Spygate stuff and why I don't care about it and why am I not talking about it and what's going to change my mind. Next segment, I'm going to tell you what could change my mind. I'm going to tell you why I don't think it's a big deal. And you can disagree with me all you want. It's fine. But from now on, when you email me about it, I'm just going to refer you to that segment.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Because there is something that would change my mind on it. And I'll tell you what it is then. It's a sort of an extended tease.
So what time are we doing that?
We'll do that next segment.
Okay.
So
super extended.
Well, no, it's like 3 minutes.
Did you, the Hard Knocks, did you learn anything from it that you hadn't known? Or was there anything about the last episode that stood out to you?
Vince Wilfork's a pretty good athlete for a big man.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah, we saw his basketball prowess, and now we see him kicking field goals. And, although he did say something about not wanting to move back because his hamstring, my hamstring's not built for that. And I'm thinking, man, if he pulled a hammy doing this, how awful would that be?
It'd be pretty rough.
And especially at his age. But I mean, it's funny because somebody else was telling me, oh, this is just another Ed Reed situation. I disagree. I think Vince Wilfork can still play. Ed Reed, I thought, was done when they signed him. And I didn't like that signing at the time. But this guy, especially in the playoffs last year, was a force. Yeah. And in the Super Bowl. And he got better as the season went on, as he got further removed from that injury. I think he's got plenty left in the tank. I don't think he's going to be the Vince Wilfork we saw, you know, 3-4 years ago, where he was just destroying offensive lines. But I think you'll see flashes of that. And I think you're going to, unless, you know, at his age, what I worry about is you start getting injuries and lingering injuries. So, DJ Hollygrove says the 10 to 12 show reminds me of you guys, the less hip version, but it's a good show.
It's good.
Yeah.
I haven't got to hear a lot of them. I heard a little bit yesterday, and I asked Raheel today. He said that he enjoyed today's show. So I wish the best for those guys. I haven't got to hear a lot of it yet.
Yeah, I got to listen to a little bit of Raheel this morning. As I said, I like what he brings to it, and I think Sean and John are a good combination. And I didn't get to hear him much when they were over on the network, unless we were off because they were on at the same time. Sometimes I could catch that first hour on the way in, but. Yeah, I like what I hear from them. I think it's got a good chance to be. I think those shows have a chance to really catch on here, which would be great.
Yep.
You know, we want the best for the station. We want the best for all these guys. And I'm happy that we've got more people here now, so that if one of us wants to take a day off, it's not that big a deal. You know, we've actually got people that listeners are going to be familiar with, and we're not having to go around and bring in as many people as we have to. I'm getting this question a lot: FanDuel or DraftKings? AJ does DraftKings. I do FanDuel. Do them both.
Yeah.
Sign up for both of them. I think they're both terrific sites. Here's a good one. What are the odds Rick Smith still has a job this time next year?
I don't think they can get rid of that guy.
I think a lot depends. If they have a disaster season, and to me, five or six wins is a disaster season.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll be back because I don't think you're going to fire the coach. After that.
But you got to do something.
You're going to have to do something. So that's where, to me, 5 or 6 wins, I think he'd be gone. And I'd be, yeah, I wouldn't complain about that. He's had plenty of run here. He's had plenty of opportunity. I think he's done a better job than Casserly did, but he's also had a longer tenure.
Yeah.
He's had more opportunities. So we shall see. This is Marcus from Houston. What are the odds the Texans defense scores more points than the offense does this year?
Actually, it might be closer than we think.
Yeah, I would say that's very slim, but it wouldn't be that impossible. All right, guys, you heard me talking about FanDuel. This is it, finally. It's opening weekend of the NFL regular season. It's your last chance to join FanDuel before opening weekend. And so many great games coming up. If you believe in that Texans defense, you can use them on FanDuel. If you don't, go put Alex Smith in as your quarterback. You've got all kinds of options. It works great. They're the leader in one-week fantasy football with more winners and more payouts than any other site. They're paying out over $75 million a week this football season. Easy to build your team. You get 6 players, stay under the salary cap, and then sit back and collect the money. And I love playing on FanDuel. This year we've got a new thing. We're doing blitz leagues. This one is filling up fast, and this is an opportunity to win a good chunk of money for your $5 investment. Right now, if you win, it's $200. We're going to get a lot more people in there, so it's going to be higher than that. And all you have to do is sign up. It's FanDuel.com/Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. Go jump in there. If you want to be the best blitzer, this is your chance. We're going to do it every week, so get in there, win some money. I would like nothing better than to give my money to a blitzer. So get signed up and do it before it fills up. We've already got a really big group. And you know what? I know some of these other guys around town are doing that. Blitzers are better than them. We want to have more than them. So get in there and get signed up. If you're not on FanDuel, all you have to do, go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use my code Fowler, and sign up now. They're going to give you a special offer. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it. That's all the way up to $200. You may not want to put $200 in there. Maybe you want to put $50. Maybe you want to put $100. They're going to match it, though. All you have to do is use my code Fowler. You're going to earn that money as you play. Don't forget to use the code F-A-O-U-R. And if you're already on FanDuel, go get signed up for this league right now. It's FanDuel.com/Fowler. FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FANDUEL.com. Sign up today.
ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center. I'm Tiffany Terrell.
Cal Cowboys Giants Sunday Night Football, 7 p.m. Sunday on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. Happy Wednesday, everybody. What are the odds Wednesday? 713-780. ESPN's your number. We'll take some calls this segment. I'll do that next segment. There's too many good things I want to get to here. Football fan asks, what are the odds Texas starts 0-6 like Sean and Steve talked about last week?
Dude, it's entirely possible. I think that they'll beat Rice. But if they don't, I would say it's almost a lock that they finish 0-6.
Yeah, that would... I want to get to that at some point today because it happened where he made the change in coordinators right at the end of the show, so we didn't really get a chance to dive into it. Whenever you're having to do that this early in a season, it's almost never a good sign.
No.
And it almost never works.
But, I mean, at the same time, should he have just kept going if he knew that this wasn't going to work?
Well, you've got co-offensive coordinators. You can't just say, one of you guys do this, the one who's going to execute my vision. I hired you both for that reason. Well, that's what I want you to do this.
I mean, basically, that's kind of what he's doing, but he's just saying.
No, he's jumping a guy over both of them.
Oh, well, that's true.
So, and that's the thing. So you've got two offensive coordinators.
Well, neither one of them did it worth a damn.
And that's a problem. That is a problem. Part of being a head coach is hiring the right guys. We talk about that all the time.
But wouldn't you rather him make a move than just keep running the wrong guys out there?
I guess, but now you've got a guy who's never called plays.
Right. No, he's called plays before.
Not at this level, he hasn't.
He called plays at UCLA.
Okay. Good luck, then. I wasn't aware of that.
I mean, do I think that this is going to be...
He's also bounced around an awful lot.
He's been a lot of places.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know what the right thing to do was. I do know that...
It's a panic move after
something had to change.
Yeah, but
clearly,
you can't sit down with your guys afterwards and say, listen, this didn't work. These aren't the play calls I want.
Fred, like
here's
you said,
what we have to do.
Don't just look at this game. Look at the last three games.
Problem. That's on you for not making a change in the offseason then. To me, that's the bigger issue. Why didn't you make a change before the season? You're Texas. You got enough money to go hire whatever coordinator you want. Go get you some of that Oklahoma State stuff that everybody, oh, wait, you did that. It didn't work. That to me is the issue. If you're doing this now, you're admitting to two mistakes. That A, keeping those guys was a mistake and not changing it. And now, we kept them and it didn't work for one game. Now you've made a second mistake.
Yeah.
I just think it's a panic move. I think it was the same thing when Tony Levine fired a guy after one game that he'd hired in the offseason. It just shows that you've made two bad mistakes. And it's a panic move, in my opinion. You have to sit down with those guys and say, listen, because this whole thing was, we didn't run the ball enough. Why aren't you telling them, run the friggin' ball? And if both guys are refusing to do it, both guys, you give play calling duties to, they're both not calling plays.
Right.
Give it to the other one. And maybe they did that. Maybe we just don't know. Maybe they switch guys on us.
Maybe.
But I think it's a bad look. And the whole thing right now just looks like a complete mess. And if they come out and they house Rice by running the ball, great, but I don't think that solves the problems. And I just don't know. Looking at that team, and my hope is that Notre Dame is every bit as good as all these guys that people predicted that they would make the playoff. But even then, I wish you'd been more competitive.
Yeah.
Let's grab Edward real quick on What Are the Odds Wednesday. What's up, Edward?
Hey, guys. Sports deal. How are y'all?
Sports.
So what are the odds A&M makes a New Year's Six Bowl? And then what are the odds, as y'all were just talking about there on Texas football, Charlie Strong makes it through the third year of his contract?
I could see Charlie Strong making it through two and a half years. I don't know. Three is going to be tough for me. As far as A&M.
I go 10% on both.
As impressive as A&M was, everybody in that SEC West is really good. And I think at a ceiling, A&M can be maybe the third best team in that division. At the floor, I think they will finish last in the division.
And when you talk about a New Year's Six Bowl, you're first off, okay, one SEC team's going in the playoffs. So you're going to have to basically be the second best SEC team.
Yeah.
And that includes the guys in the East. What if Georgia has a big year?
So I just don't see it.
I'd say less than 10%. And, Charlie Strong, I'll give 10% right now. And Blake says he was also co-OC at Oklahoma for a while, but he didn't call plays there.
He also, I don't remember if he called plays at Nebraska. I mean, you're asking me to go back into history, but I know he called plays at UCLA, and he was part of that, you know, the staff at the Heupel staff at Oklahoma that Bob Stoops eventually ran out of town. But I don't think he was ever like the full-time play caller at Oklahoma. Nebraska, he may have been.
I think things look bad enough as it was. Now it looks like you're already panicking.
Yeah.
And maybe you should be panicking, but if you had issues and doubts going into this game and you had those conversations we were talking about, shouldn't you have had those in the offseason?
Maybe
say,
so.
You know what? You guys aren't giving me what I want. And tell you what, when dude was at Louisville, he gave him what he wanted.
Yeah.
So I don't understand.
I think it boils down to personnel.
I think it does, too. They just don't have very good players, and they're not developing them.
Yeah. When you've got Teddy Bridgewater, you're made to look good. When you've got this, yeah. You know, you're not. It's not rocket science.
Hey, I have a question.
It's easier to be good when you've got good players.
I have a question for Jong.
Oh.
Because I'm on this website that has a story that I want to talk about. And I know they target ads to you. And I guess because one time I searched for hentai porn, like, you know, 2 years ago because I didn't know what it was.
Yeah. And now.
Are you asking me this because I'm Asian?
Yes, because you know what I have on here? It says 10,000 plus Asian women are ready to date you.
Man, that's a lot.
iDateAsia.com. I mean, yeah, that is a lot. I'm not sure I could handle that many. I'm just curious, John, when you log on, does it give you 10,000 plus white women are ready to date you?
Wait, which site is this?
iDateAsia.com.
No. Which site are you?
Larry Brown Sports. It's just.
No, I've never. Because
you know those ads pop up on the side.
Yeah, I've never gotten anything like that. Hmm. Maybe you need an ad blocker.
Maybe so.
Or your computer is infested with adware.
Maybe. This computer's on its last legs anyway. I'm finally going to get in the 20th century and get a Mac here pretty soon.
I'll believe that when I see it.
But
you are not one to invest in computers. No. You remember how long it took you to get a new iPhone?
Yeah.
You had like the iPhone 2 like up until like a year ago. I don't know how that thing was even working.
It was a 4S, and I had that thing for like 3 years. And I'm surprised it was working too. But just so you know, there's 10,000 plus Asian women who are ready to date me.
Congratulations.
According to this.
Well, speaking of iPhones, they just made an announcement today. They're coming out with the 6S pretty soon. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I can't upgrade.
This one works fine for
me. And the iPad Plus, I think it was. No. The iPad. Is that the Plus?
Is that the one with the pencil?
Yeah. Which costs like $100.
Yeah.
A pencil?
I think Steve Jobs was like really against that pencil.
Well, he's dead now. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, the story was, did you see Ronda Rousey is making a new movie?
I did see that. Good for her.
She's going to
start. She's not a do-nothing bitch, as she likes to call people.
Well, she is going to be. Well, this is yet another remake, though, so I'm kind of fundamentally opposed to it. But it does sound kind of cool. I'm not going to lie. Were you a fan of the popular 1980s classic Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze?
I wasn't allowed to watch Roadhouse.
Really?
Which is really weird.
Too redneck for you?
I feel like there's boobs in that movie, right?
I don't remember. I remember him kicking the crap out of a lot of people, and that's about it.
I feel like there was something going on that my parents wouldn't let. Maybe I don't know why they wouldn't let me watch. My parents let me watch everything. I was watching like Nightmare on Elm Street when I was in second grade, so I don't know when things were off limits to me, which is probably why I'm all jacked up now. But for some reason, Roadhouse, my parents didn't want me watching it. I don't know, and I
maybe your parents were the bad guys in the small town running the business and
maybe
we're trying to crush the Patrick Swayze's of the world. Well, she is going to play, she's going to play Dalton and play a bouncer. So we'll get to see her. Presumably, her fights will last more than 14 seconds in the movie.
Maybe, but if she throws on that arm bar on somebody, I mean, that's over. If she gets it to the ground in the movie.
Mm. I wish they'd quit doing remakes, but I got to admit, that intrigues me a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a nice little twist to have a female lead.
Well, I Google Kelly Lynch nude, and it says Kelly Lynch nude scene from Roadhouse.
Ah, yeah, that's right.
So
now I remember.
Maybe there is. That's what they were protecting me from.
See, now you wouldn't want to see Kelly Lynch nude.
Yeah, now she's old and probably saggy, but, you know. Whatever. Some people are into old and saggy, I guess.
Yeah, you know, you probably still would, right?
Whatever gets the job done. I have to. I don't know. I'm not. Again, I've never seen the movie. I wonder if that means though, if Rhonda is going to get nude, because she wouldn't do Playboy. So it makes me think that she won't do this, but who knows?
Yeah. I'm not that interested in that. I just want to see her beat people up.
Yeah.
That part would be cool. All right, guys. Got to tell you about...
I just got to figure out a reason why I won't let my kids watch the movie. That's
you don't like women's MMA. You just tell them, hey, I don't want you guys learning how... I don't want you to see anything with a women's MMA fighter. That's simple enough. All right, guys. Are you a business owner and you're looking for more leads? Maybe you're trying to get something started. You're trying to get off the ground. We've got the place that can help you, SiteJab. If you've tried looking up your business on the internet and it's hard to find, more likely, think about it. Your customers are having an even more difficult time trying to find you. If they're searching for your name and you're not coming up, well, SiteJab is going to help you fix that. SiteJab has helped local businesses grow their leads from 30 to as much as 75% in just a few months. And imagine what those leads can mean to your bottom line. And Hector, who runs it, Hector Garcia, started this business. He wanted to help local business owners find success in a very competitive online market. What he loves to do is help you grow your business. He gets excited when he starts talking about businesses that have come to SiteJab and how fast they've grown from mom and pops to these huge operations that are making tons of money. That could be you. If you haven't tapped into the power of the internet and you need direction, you can schedule a free consultation with SiteJab based right here in Houston. And they'll do business with you over in Beaumont, Port Arthur, too. If you got your business over there and you're trying to get started, SiteJab can help. 713-999-4661 is the number. And trust me, the internet is a great way to go and grow your business. That's how people are going to find out about you. If you call SiteJab and schedule a free consultation and you sign up for their services, they're even going to throw in a free mobile website, which is a $400 value. But you have to call now. SiteJab's not just about getting you on Google. They're about building your business on the internet so that you can grow your business yourself. And who wouldn't want 30% more leads? And they do much better than that with a lot of companies. So give them a call right now. Get more clicks and more leads. SiteJab.com. That's SiteJab.com. 713-999-4661. Give them a call right now. 713-999-4661. Grow your business today. 713-999-4661.
Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. What are the odds Wednesday? I want to thank The Blitzers for telling me to clear my cookies and all that stuff, and now I can get rid of those ads.
Oh,
unfortunately, it signed me off of everything I was on, including like Facebook and Twitter and my Gmail. But that's all right. That's okay. It's easy to sign back in. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Let's grab a phone call. Ryan, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, guys. Deportes.
Deportes.
What are the odds for you? What are the odds that I said this a couple years ago and all my buddies said, no, it's not going to happen. And they were right. But what are the odds that Saban ends up being the Texas head coach after all? And do you think that's a possibility or do you think he's going to be old news if Bama doesn't make it to the championship game this year?
I don't think there's any way he winds up at Texas. I think his next move is back to the NFL. That seems to be the chatter. And you keep hearing a lot about the Colts. Chuck Pagano is a lame duck, basically. I think his next move is back to the NFL. And he specifically has said, you know, about his experience in Miami that you have to go to a team with a quarterback. Well, guess what the Colts have?
They got a quarterback.
Yeah, he's pretty decent. I mean, he's okay. But that's a good place to start. So, no, I don't think that's happening. And, yeah, I think it's a little early to start the next coach speculation at Texas. But let's see what happens with Rice. Because... yeah, if they lose that game, this is going to get really ugly really fast.
Yeah.
What are the odds an NFL team goes undefeated this season? 1%.
Yeah, that's unlikely.
All right, this is what I wanted to get to, because I got a bunch of emails about this, and somebody's, I've already had about four texts about it, so I'm going to address it, and then I'm never going to mention it again until something changes. People keep asking me what would change my mind when it comes to this Spygate thing. And there's a text here that says, what are the odds the ESPN magazine and SI reports are smear campaigns against New England? Percent zero, but I do think that they're taking advantage of the web hits and the ratings they got from Deflategate to go after this again. Because
that I don't doubt.
And so what I object to is uncorroborated evidence from anonymous sources that may have a grudge. I don't know. But here's what would change my mind, because I don't care if they were cheating. And here's why. If you were, they got punished severely for that. They got punished way too severely for the football thing. But what bothers me, well, here's what would change my mind. Let's start with that. If you can prove that they cheated, and by proving it, somebody like Ty Law coming forward and saying, yes, we did this, I was part of it, or Troy Brown, somebody yeah. like that, and not anonymous, come forward and say, yes, we did this. And
but why would someone do that?
Well, of course. Well, sometimes people, sometimes people want to come clean. Sometimes, I'm sorry, honey, I slept with your best friend. I don't recommend that, but okay.
I guess Andy Pettit did it.
Yeah, Andy Pettit did it, and everybody respected him. And that's the thing. Everybody respects Andy, and nobody respects Roger Clemens, who denied it, and to this day, the only evidence is a guy with a grudge, but people want to believe it, so okay. Well, first off, yes, if somebody like that comes forward, I'll buy it. But more importantly, they also need to tell me how it changed the game. If Ty Law comes out and says, yes, we did this, and that's how I was able to intercept two passes in the Super Bowl to beat the Rams, then it would change my opinion, because then it impacted the game. But here's the problem that I have with all of this. In every instance, when, for one thing, the same people who go out of their way to praise athletes for looking for every edge. How do you think Mike Scott learned how to scuff a ball? Learned it from Nolan Ryan.
Oh,
and we praise Nolan Ryan. Come on, man. It's true.
You're a horrible person.
But you know what? Pine tar, scuffing the ball, spitballs. We got spitballers in the Hall of Fame.
True.
Okay? Well, and why do we look at that differently? They're looking for an edge. We kind of admire that, right?
Yeah.
It's sort of the honorable cheat. And same thing with steroids. But what everybody misses in all this is, and I've always said this about steroids, you can't just shoot Winstrol in your ass and sit on your couch and drink beer.
No.
You got to go to the gym and work your ass off. Then you still have to go out there on the field and hit the ball.
But you got to go out. Ideally, if you're going to make it in the major leagues, you got to go in the gym and bust your ass anyway.
Right, right. But you can bust your ass even more. When it comes to this, even if you know every single play another team's going to run, which, by the way, some teams are so predictable, you don't need to do this stuff to figure it out. You've done this in the press box. You see when the Texans lined up a certain way under Kubiak. You knew exactly what was coming. You think the other team doesn't know that?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Even if you know what's coming, the athlete still has to stop them. The athlete still has to make a play. It still comes down to execution. It comes down to the player. And I think it's disrespectful to players to basically say, oh, well, this is why they won. It's not why they won. They made plays. They outplayed you. And the reason people get bitter is, well, they beat my team. Well, what you should be more concerned about is why you showed up in a bunch of Letterman jackets. That's what you should be concerned about. Or if you're the Colts, why the hell your defense can't stop these guys in the second half? And I think the whole problem is it goes back to the everybody gets a trophy mentality. And maybe I have a different opinion of this because I came from a gambling background, and every time somebody lost a race, oh, the jockey was cheating. Or, oh, that guy was cooking a deck at the poker table because I lost. It can't be because I lost.
Yeah.
Because you're not used to losing, because you got trophies for doing nothing. And the truth is, yes, sometimes you do get cheated. You know what you do? Come back the next time and win the next time. But it doesn't happen every single time. And that's the thing. The Jaguars could be doing this. Nobody cares because they're the Jaguars. They don't beat you. Their players aren't good enough. But because it's the Patriots and they've beaten pretty much everybody, everybody's piling on. So if you want to change my mind, just give me proof I mean, legitimate proof, not he said, she said, anonymous sources, and then proof that it impacted the outcome of the game. And if it did, I'll sit here and say, you know what? You guys are 100% right. I'm 100% wrong.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that just drives me nuts is it belittles what people accomplish. Like Serena Williams last night, watching that match with her sister. She looks like a beast. If she's juicing, then okay. It's probably why she's better than everybody else. But that juicing doesn't help her put the ball exactly where it needs to go. Maybe it helps her serve be a little faster, but it doesn't help her hit those shots. She still has to be out there and work. They still have to do it. It's still an accomplishment. So I respectfully disagree, and I appreciate the emails that I did get because you guys were really cool about it. You know, you were telling me I was an idiot, but you were really cool about it. And, I mean, it was good stuff, but that's why I believe the way I believe. And I just don't believe in pointing fingers and saying, okay, we lost because of this. That's why we lost. No, you know what? They might have got an edge on you. It's not why you lost. The players beat you. And, you know, we just want to believe that, oh, it couldn't have been just because they were better than our team.
All right.
That's all. So I am not going to be inflexible on this. I will accept those particular, you know, if you can give me that, I will accept it. And if that comes out on that report, when I get a chance to finally see the whole thing and read the whole thing, I'll be the first one to say, you guys are right. Made a difference. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay.
So, I don't think that's going to happen, but it's fair.
All right. And, I mean, if enough circumstantial evidence comes out, then I'll say, okay, maybe they did, but now prove to me it changed the game. If you can do that, you know, and not your opinion. I don't want your opinion of how it changed the game. Well, they didn't fumble, so the balls must have. No. Players didn't fumble. Prove it to me. And I'm okay with that. And that's it. And so from now on, when you guys send me an email about it and we respectfully disagree, unless it has those things in it, I'm just going to refer you to this segment. This is why I believe what I believe. I'm not going to be that inflexible on it, but that's all I want to see. Enjoy your trophies. Do you have a bunch of participation trophies at home?
No. I don't have any trophies.
Junk?
I kept trophies when I was a kid.
Stuff, you got stuff from when you won grappling tournaments. Medals or something,
right? In a shoebox in my attic. I mean, what am I going to do with those? I'm a grown-ass man.
Yeah, but you didn't win any when you were a kid?
Yeah. And I got rid of them all. When I left to the Army, what was I going to do? Mom, hold on to my Little League trophies. I'm going to want these one day. Because I mean,
my grandmother held on to all of ours. She's got like a whole wall devoted to them. But you know what? There's like two state championship trophies. There's podium trophies for motocross. There's stuff that you actually won.
Yeah.
I never got a participation trophy. I never would have wanted one.
Yeah, trophies to me are silly. I mean, they mean something when you're a kid, but I got no time for trophies now. I'm a grown-ass man.
The only one I hold dearly, and it's hanging.
Your camel trophy?
Yes. That's the only one I have.
But you know what? You won that race.
Yes, I did.
You were the champion.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't have anything from my years of taekwondo. I don't have any of that. I don't even know where my taekwondo belt is, but I have that damn camel trophy because I beat Jerome Zolomon in a camel race.
All right, quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. We're having lunch Thursday at Wingstop at Texas Parkway in Missouri City from 12:30 until 1:30. Pick up some wings and make sure to register to win Texas Cal tickets on September 19th in Austin. Wingstop is the preferred wings of ESPN 97.5. We're also going to be out at Dave & Buster's tomorrow. Is that correct, John?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. All right. First, though, we got to talk to Dr. Vishal Shah.
Dr. Shah, how goes it, my good friend?
It goes good. It's game week, guys.
It is game week, and this game in particular, Tom Savage will not take part in because of the sprained shoulder, and they're saying he might be out for a while. Tell us exactly what's going on with his shoulder.
Well, it sounds like, you know, when a quarterback gets driven into the ground the way we saw he did, You know, it's either a broken collarbone or what we call a acromioclavicular separation or a shoulder separation. And that's what it sounds like he has. That's where the collarbone kind of separates from the shoulder blade and you tear ligaments that hold it in place. The good news is there's, you know, varying degrees of this injury, and based on the timelines that they expected him to be out, sounds like he had a lower grade injury, which will not require surgery. It does involve some time to recover, which they said would be about 4 to 6 weeks. However, you know, given the position and the numbers we have at that position, sounds like they decided to put him on IR because they didn't probably expect him to see the field this year anyway.
Now, with an injury like this, is this something he'll come back and be at 100%? You know, once he's healed up, he'll return
typically,
to full form?
Typically, yes. From a you know, when you have a lower grade injury, these tend to do just fine. There is a slightly significant rate of recurrence if he gets driven into the ground again. If it does show to be something that, you know, is recurrent, then more than likely surgery maybe in the future. But at this point, if they thought that was likely, they probably would have done the surgery in the first place. And the fact that they didn't means they have a high likelihood of this being something that he'll recover from.
All right. That's Dr. Vishal Shaw with the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic. Appreciate the time, Doc. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely.
All right. Poor Tom Savage.
Poor Tom.
We hardly knew him.
We hardly knew ye.
713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. And I do want to say I appreciate everybody who emailed me about this yesterday, and I agree that I was being, you know, I wasn't properly explaining why I just didn't want to talk about it, and so that's why.
Sometimes you get on thing. What was that?
I just knocked over something. Not a big deal.
Okay. Sometimes there's things that you get very irritable when you talk about something a lot, and you just don't want to be a part of it.
Yeah. Well, I don't like. I don't like lazy topics.
Yeah, I'm with you, but I mean,
and I think this has been a lazy topic that people have just beat to death. And sometimes you have to deal with them. I get that.
Yeah,
but you know, that's why. So I do feel like I needed to explain my position, and you may disagree with it still, but that's okay. At least, you know, at least I feel like I've dealt with it. Mike G, what are the odds I made a dumb losing drunken bet? Steelers make it further than Texans $1,000. I like your end of it. I don't love it.
Give me the bet again.
He bet that the Steelers will go farther than the Texans for $1,000. So I assume better record.
I feel good about that.
Yeah, I would want the Steelers into that.
Yeah.
Like it, don't love it. So, anyway.
Lamont says, that's what I don't get. How can you not care about cheating but blow a gasket about Browse not telling the public? I assume Fred cares more about the Browse thing because a woman was raped.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit different than teams looking for every edge they can get on the field, Lamont. Thank you for missing the point of that whole thing. Appreciate it.
All right. I'm going to tell you guys about Gary Trichter. I tell you about him all the time because I worry about you guys. I don't want you to go out there and get falsely accused of DUI and have your lives ruined, because then that's one less listener that I've got, because your car is going to get taken away and, you know, you're going to get fired from your job, and then, you know, you're going to have stuff to do. You're going to be homeless, and homeless people don't have radios. That's why you need to know about Gary Trichter. Law enforcement, they're stepping up efforts with these no-refusal weekends. They could force you to take blood tests, breath tests, and those machines aren't always accurate. Gary Trichter is a DWI specialist here in Houston. He's experienced in telling the truth about those tests and the science behind them, and he's experienced in telling the truth to juries about it. He's one of only 4 board-certified DWI specialists in the state. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, don't trust your future to just any old Joe in the phone book, any random lawyer you find in the back of the yellow pages. Get with a guy who's been there and done that. Attorney Gary Trichter, put his number in your cell phone now, 713-524-1010, or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Gary Trichter.